Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Game week is here. Playoff game week. Joined by the Lions head coach, Dan Campbell. Good morning, coach.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Talk to us about last week and the feeling of not having to prepare for a game and what that was like.
Well, I mean, it was good to get a minute to take a breath. I've said this really all along. It was the big thing is it's one less game to get to where your ultimate goal is, and that's really what the bye does. Certainly to be able to heal up a little bit, but look, there's plenty of teams that don't get a bye and you're rolling into the next week. So we would have done whatever we need to do to be prepared for the next playoff game, but it's good to be sitting where we're at.
How did you handle the bye week, the time off? And I know everybody, hey, you can watch film at home. You could do everything remotely, but managing time with family, trying to just give yourself a mental break, but also knowing that, hey, every week is do or die. How did you handle the time yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I did a little bit of both. I did. I had my stuff with me, but I didn't come in the office. I stayed at home. And so I was able to do that, which was important. That was good. It was good to be able to do it. I think the hard thing, it's good. You get a little time, but as far as preparing and, all right, man, here we go, it's do or die, we still didn't even know who we had, And so you'll drive yourself crazy going, all right, I'm going to watch Green Bay now. Okay, now I'm going to shift the gears back to Minnesota. Okay, now I'm going to go to Washington. You start trying to go through all these different opponents you could possibly have, the Rams, and it's just not worth it. And so I just worried more about us and looking at us and a snapshot of what we're doing well, not doing well over the last, call it 2 months.
Dan, how did last year's playoff experience, how does that shape the locker room for these moments now ahead?
Well, I just think we're more experienced. The vast majority of our group, the core of our group now, have been through it and been through it together. And so we know what that experience is. You're a young, hungry, eyes wide open group, but they were very mature, handled it well last year. And so now we know what that is. And you don't lose the hunger, you just gain some experience. And so now we know what's coming in here to face us, a team that hadn't been in this position in a long time. They got their culture moving in the right direction. That's exciting. And man, they're looking for the next win, So we know we got a very good opponent in here that's going to be hungry. But the good news is we're an experienced team that's hungry as hell, too.
So when David Montgomery went down, Jahmyr Gibbs stepped up in a big way, as did the entire team, which is something that has been a signature for this entire team. Somebody goes down, somebody else steps up, and it's not just one individual. But now that David Montgomery is back and available, how do you handle, before he went down, it seemed like it was almost 50-50 in terms of carries and touches. Now that he's back, is he the guy that gets the first carry? Who's going to handle short yardage? How are you managing having him available with the fact that Jahmyr Gibbs has been such a weapon, not just all year, but in the last three games?
Sure. Well, first of all, we'll have our walkthrough today, and really tomorrow will be our real heavy lifting practice, tomorrow and then Friday. And so I think the first thing is, we know he's ready to come back. We know that he's looked good in his rehabilitation, all those things. Let's see him with bodies around, full speed. We need to get a true gauge of just where he's at, how far back is he, get his confidence back and moving and all that with the bodies around him. And then we can kind of gauge, okay, man, he, this is where David's at. He looks great, feels great, he's confident. all right, and this is what we're going to use him for. So I hate to just say this is how much we're going to use him right out of the gate without even have gone through practice. But I do know this, though, provided that there are no setbacks, there's a place in this game for him. There's definitely a place in this game for Dave Montgomery.
Talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell ahead of playoff matchup with the Commanders. Let's talk about them. They're a team that likes to go for it on fourth down. They're very good at it. What's that like for you? Normally, you're the one doing that to other coaches. Now they're going to throw that back in on your plate.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, Minnesota went for it last week. I kind of expected them to, you know. So I don't think it's anything abnormal. You know, we'll be prepared for it. I think Dan's done a good job out there with that crew. You know, they put themselves in third and fourth and manageable as much as possible. We're going to assume they're in four downs. You know, they do a good job possessing the ball and, you know, and really taking away as many possessions from the opponent's offense as they can. So, you know, we know what we're getting ready to face, but, I mean, this is – I know it seems like, oh, God, man, this team, you know, they do go forward and forth a lot. But that's not abnormal for us. AG, our defensive staff, our defensive players will be prepared for this, you know, and it still comes down to executing on each down.
We didn't get a chance to talk to you last week, so I would like to talk about that final game against Minnesota briefly, just in terms of Alex Anzalone. Where was his biggest impact? We saw what he did against Hockenson. We saw what he was, you know, the same linebacker that he was prior to the injury. But where did you see the biggest impact of having Alex Anzalone back on the field?
It's funny because when you just asked me that, I said I would rather, you know, probably the easiest answer is where did he not impact the game? Maybe there's one of those somewhere, and I don't know where that's at. I mean, he impacted the game in multiple areas, multiple ways. I've said it before, he's a productive player. He's smart. Guy's headsy, man. He understands ball. He understands our defense. He watches a lot of tape. And he's one of our captains, man. And so when you get that three layers of a player back, man, it has a huge impact. And so I just think, man, him really getting everything set up, the chess pieces, all of that for us, but then just his hustle and hit, man, his hustle, hit, his coverability. Look, you asked for one, I'm going to give you coverability. Mm-hmm. All right, that was probably the biggest impact, but there was more than just that. It's great to have him back.
Jaden Daniels, I know you were asked about him yesterday, and the question was stopping a mobile quarterback, and you said, well, who does it well, right? I mean, they're a problem for everybody. People have said he's not playing like a rookie anymore. Like, when you see him, what do you see on the other side?
Yeah, I just think he's composed, you know? He doesn't get frazzled. He sits back there. You can see him. He knows where to go with the football. They've done a good job with the system. You know, there's enough of this progression / RPO. You know, they've got a run game that isn't just, you know, inside zone read run. I mean, there's a little bit of gap involved with it, so that helps him. You know, they do a good job of alleviating some pressure off of him and letting him play fast and play pretty clean. So I just think, you know, he never really looks like he doesn't know where to go with the football. And then he's got pocket presence, so if it's not there, he can kind of find his way in the pocket, feel it, and then he'll take off running. You know, if you give him a rush lane and it's clean and it's open and unabated, he's gone, man. He's gone, and he's got speed and he's shifty. You know, he throws a good deep ball. He's playing at a high level for a rookie. You know, and I think that's the biggest thing. He just doesn't get frazzled.
Is there any difference, and the simple answer, baby, no, but is there any difference in building a game plan in all three phases for a playoff game versus a regular season game? Regular season, maybe you're saving something for a different opponent, but in this one, it's, hey, if it's a loss, season's done. Is there any difference in constructing a game plan for a playoff game than a regular season game?
No, not really for us. I mean, there could be every once in a while. Maybe you're saving something for an opponent down the road. Those will come in every once in a while. But honestly, since I've been here, this has been about you find a way to win each game. And I don't care if it's regular season or if it's the playoffs. And that's what it's about, is finding a way using all three of your of your units to come away with one more point than the opponent. And so nothing's off the table. It's going to take all three phases, and we're willing to do whatever it takes. And that's important because we've really been in this for a while. You do whatever it takes to win the football game. And so everything's on the table right now.
Road to the Super Bowl goes through Detroit. What does it mean to you to have these home playoff games in front of these fans on Saturday night?
Well, one of the things that, you know, and I said this last year, and, you know, I talked to Coach Payton after last year's loss, you know, just a number of things. But I, one thing that I knew that was going to be important was trying to make this thing run through Detroit and for all of us, you know, because we've got a unique fan base. This is a unique area, and it really is a home field advantage for us, man. We got the whole area behind us, the whole city behind us, that whole stadium, and that really is like our 12th man. So, and that only helps you. It's not going to hurt you. It only helps you. So that was important, and we were able to do that this year.
It's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. We're ready for Saturday night. Appreciate your time.
Good luck, Dan.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
It's Lions head coach Dan Campbell, 97.1.